The first part of this question, the first part, is that we offer obeisance to someone and he does not even notice the someone offer obeisance. It's not good. It's not good. You should notice. You should appreciate someone. A devotee. He's a Jino devotee. He's a devotee. He's a Jino devotee. Not a Jino Jino. He's a Jino devotee. Jino. You should recognize and appreciate that. That you should say. So you should do that. And then the second part of the question. Even if we say Hare Krishna to someone and they don't notice that, they just walk past or not even see us, that is the person's problem. We should not participate in the person's problem. Let us do our part. Because we are responsible for what we do. And the person is responsible for what he or she has done. We are not going to be asked for what the person has done. The person will ask us for what we need. So, it will be foolish at that time. Now, it may not be. At that time, when we were before young arrived, it will be foolish. But now, it may be okay. May look fine, but actually it is foolish. If we allow someone's misdeeds, someone's ignorance to affect us, means we are on the same level. So there should be some difference, and the difference will come from us. We should be ready to know the difference. There should be some difference. What is that? I should do my part. Let others do their part. Right? So even though they don't accept the learning, we should, that's not stop us from blessing. We should follow the standard, follow the scripture. We should follow that. Because bhakti is not the positions we will have. It is not. Everything is different. The devotion of our loving relationship people will have with us. That love we should share. we should be what we are anywhere. At all times. Otherwise, our foundation is weak. If the foundation of our devotion is very strong, we will remain devoted in all circumstances. But if the foundation is weak, sometimes and sometimes not, it means the foundation is weak. I may have a philosophy that, yes, nobody greet me anyway. So,
that's right, not greet me.
Nobody greet me. And nobody greet you? And you don't greet? So both of you understand that. Krishna just used them to show us where we are. So at this time it may look like, yeah, yes, I want to show them that I'm not a fool like you think. But when it is the right time, at that time we'll discover that, oh, I was foolish. I shouldn't have followed their nonsense. I would have done my part. Because Yamarai will tell us, all right, you know the right thing? You didn't do the right thing. You followed the path of those who are doing wrong, so join them. Because that is what it is. So do that. If you have done the right thing, you will have come to this side. This side is for right people. This side is for wrong people. So, since you follow their footsteps, we cannot say, oh, Yamara, I know I wanted to. Okay, you wanted to? That's all right. But you do it? Yes, here. So now we have chance. We have chance and then ourselves. Let us go for business anyway. Anyway, I should open. Because you have to do that. So let us open. Right? Yes.
Sometimes
we
keep our
wow to chant. You're not hearing from us. Increase,
Sometimes we keep our wow to chant early in the morning for like every time, but as and when time passed, like we don't complete 16, we came to like 12 rounds, then 8 rounds, and mind did start and the excuses. So, how to punish ourselves for not completing?
Sometimes you want to channel in the morning. You can try that for a few days, maybe 2 days, the third day you might say, oh, today you know you are really, really tired, so you can wait after everyone. You have tried that. Which round? How many people in the world have chanted every day like you? Oh, you are so wonderful. You can just keep me it. Later. So how do we overcome this? Yes. If we are hearing properly and if we are reading nicely, that's how we should have knowledge. Knowledge is good. They say knowledge is power. How? Because if one is knowledgeable, yes, we'll be able to tell our mind. The Guru didn't say that. The Guru says we wake up early and chant. That time the voice of the Guru will come to the mind. The Guru didn't say that. The scripture didn't say that. So, the child didn't say that. So, why should I follow you? No, I want to follow Guru. I want to follow the shadows. I want to follow the scripture. Because the authority for my life. If we are not reading, if you are not hearing properly, you will never make it. You will never defend ourselves. If you are reading, if you are hearing, we'll be able to understand who is the spiritual master in my life. That knowledge will give us strength to tell the mind, no. I follow Guru, not you. So it requires inner strength. This comes from the scripture, the strong scripture, very nicely. We are hearing very nicely. And you understand why we are doing what we do. So when that knowledge is there, whenever temptation comes, we go to remember. Who didn't say it? To sleep. You put on the bed.
Because you love me.
Because all of us are looking at Hannah, that's why it's sad. <It's sad. coughs> Alright? So we should develop inner strength by hearing. We should not read our scripture. Just to go and preach to people. If you read our scripture to go and preach to people, we'll never have this strength. If you are reading the scripture deeply, to understand or establish our relationship with Christ, we'll develop this inner strength. Whatever there is, temptation, it will pass. The mind cannot deceive us. Happy? It's a good listing. Finish? See how many?
Krishna and not children, not past them.
Jagannath is very, very merciful, very, very merciful. Very, very personal. Jagannath, very personal. Thinking is mine. I'm suffering so much. I'm suffering. I'm sure suffering means that we don't have the facilities for gratification. For suffering. Our material is perfect.
Or mental.
Mental pleasure is there for those who are intellectual, like the poets, the musicians. They get their satisfaction from their mind. And conventions give them pleasure. So their poetic expression gives them pleasure. Your singing gives them pleasure. Mental pleasure. In the mode of goodness, they enjoy it mentally, in the mind. A growing satisfaction is there. And spiritual platform, this sort of pleasure is there. Both of them have facilities to gratify. So this devotee was thinking, I'm suffering because I don't have facilities to gratify. Therefore, I would like to serve the highest person. The highest person. Yes. If I serve the highest person, I have everything to gratify. Thinking very deeply in his mind, he went to his counselor in the village. And he was serving there. Then one day the king came to visit. He saw the king. The counselor offered obeisances. Huh? I thought he was the highest man. So when the king left, he went to the counselor. Are you not the highest person? He said, no, I don't see the king. The king is superior to all of us. The whole world. Yeah. And I resign. See, please. So he left. He went to the king. And he told the king, please employ me. He gave some service. The king is all right. He gave him service. So he was doing the service. He was there for some time, and one day Nandamuni came. When Nandamuni came, the king brought him from his throne and offered to Narada, wash his feet, sat down. All along he didn't see the king on the throne. But today the king was sitting on the floor before Narada. He saw us. What? What is happening? Satan the Muni was leaving. He came to the king. You are not the highest person. The king said, no, I'm not the highest person. The highest king, Narada, the sadhu, you don't see. Yes. And I resign. Yes. What do you want to do to resign? I want to
Okay, please. Go. So you left. And you went to Nada. Nadaji, please. I want to serve you. You say, why? Why want to serve you? I saw you with the king. He said, yeah. I'm looking for the highest person. I want the highest person to serve. So now there's this, oh, you want the highest person? I said, yes. You're very fortunate. I'm very, very fortunate. I am not the highest person. The highest person is Rishottam. Okay. Where is that? Jagannath Puri. Oh! Shall I go to him? Please! So Nandi directed me to Jagannath Puri. So he went. When they go to Jagannath Puri, it was late in the night. Was eager. I've got the highest chance now. The highest person. So he was sleeping there in the street. But Jagannath saw him. So the Jagannath came out. He came out of his covered cloth. He covered his So he was sleeping there, he unaware of what has happened. The Jagannath himself came directly to him. Covered him up. His own personal cloth. So the next morning, Pujari came to the water. The Jagannath dressed. He looked. He sat in here. But one thing that does happen all the time is that there are similar other stories like this, as simple. The Pujari, they never notice. The door to the altar is not broken. Everything was still perfect as the Lord, when they were living in it, when they closed the door. But still, in anxiety. When they were searching, they saw people, right? Once this person in the street. So he was arrested to be punished. So the Jagannath spoke to the guy. The punishment you want to give to him, give it to me also. Any punishment you want to give it to him, give it to me. Because This friend left home for days looking for me. And he came here. What do you expect me to do? What do you want me to do? I should leave him like that? I cannot. So I reciprocated his friendship with me. Cover his book. So please, whatever punishment you want to give to me, give it to me. Is your door broken? Can't you see? Everything is there perfectly. Look. I did. My friend. So this is the devil. Very, very practical in his relationship with his devotees. So they have to listen. He reciprocates the love of the devotees. Very, very clear.
All the time. All the time. This is Krishna.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying in Jagannath Puri. It's not because only for his mother to get the news about him. That is the external reason. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying in Jagannath Puri because Jagannath is Lord Krishna, but Jagannath is directly Lord Krishna, a son of Nanda Maharaj. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still not remembering, so looking for each other. Not just that, not only that. Lord Jagannath is Krishna, Krishna condensed ecstasy. Ecstasy expressing the love for Srimati Radharani from Lord Jagannath's body. So it's different. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attached, nobody was there. He stayed there. So Radharani Krishna. Jagannath Swami Pida. Swapopa Pida.